Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Oh, fellow foodies, are you in for a big treat this afternoon? We are broadcasting live from the newest delicious venture of our good friends from Metzger Family Restaurants. Yes, what a beautiful, spectacular, delicious day for our live broadcast from Poppy Kitchen here at the Westin La Paloma Resort. We are having such a great time. We got happy hour in the bar. We got smiles going behind the bar. We got bartenders shaking and stirring and doing all kinds of crazy family-friendly things over there. Don't think too much. But anyway, you're listening to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock. And whether you're listening to us live on AM 790, perhaps you're streaming live on our website, onthemenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the millions that streams live worldwide on the iHeartRadio network. No matter where you're listening to my voice, I am so glad you are here. Come on out and join us for the broadcast at Poppy Kitchen on the grounds of the spectacular Westin La Paloma Resort. We got happy hour in the bar. We got great food and drink specials. All the red carpet is rolled out all for you. Now, look. This is a big moment for me. This is a milestone in my broadcast career, fellow foodies, because our celebrity co-host is actually making her On the Menu Live debut. She's a features writer with the Arizona Daily Star. The lovely Kristen Cook is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen, how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I mean, you can't do a food show. I've been trying to get through your very busy network of publicists and agents and managers, and I've been asking you to come on this show for, I don't know, years, and now the stars aligned.
Today's
Kristen Cook.
Today's your lucky day.
Yes, so yeah, I guess none of your kids have soccer or baseball or volleyball or...
Or track.
Busy mom.
Yes.
But anyway, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you.
I've been a fan of yours for such a long time. I start my Thursday with Caliente in
Very
the Arizona
nice.
Daily Star.
Excellent.
In fact, I read it before I read the sports page.
Oh, nice.
And I love you and your team, you know, Inger and Kathy and all your team over there, Gerald and Tiffany, do such a great job with the features desk work at the Arizona Daily Star. But you actually have a section of your own. It says Editor Kristen Cook of the Discover section in the Star.
You're so nice.
Talk a little bit about Discover.
Well, you're very kind. You're overstating it just a little. It's actually a page, sometimes a page and a half.
It's a section, Kristen Cook.
But yeah, it's really fun. It's inside the Home Life section on Sundays, and it's where we get to play. We get to have the fun stuff, the fashion, the style, and, of course, the food, a little bit of everything. And we've been doing it since July.
I love
it. It's pretty new.
Yeah, love it. And it's almost, like you said, it's a page and a half, but that's really all it should be because it kind of has these vignettes, these short stories about interesting things that you have found on your own journey in beauty and in fashion and food. But I always like to navigate myself to that section of the page called Crave.
Yeah, how did I know you like that?
I mean,
really?
I love beauty.
You're not interested in nail polishes?
Is acrylic the trend now?
Orchid's the hot color.
Orchid. Listen, ladies.
Orchid
is the hot color indeed as we get closer to Easter. But anyway, we love Crave because, you have a very difficult job. I mean, there's so many great restaurants, so many great chefs with such vibrant personalities in this community. And you get to choose, one every week, every other week to talk about, what kinds of dishes or cocktails you have found that are interesting to you. How do you arrive at what makes the Crave cut?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we just look at everything because, like you said, there's so much out there, and we have very open minds. You know, where it could be something small. We've done, I don't know if you're familiar with Southwest Desert Dogs.
Oh, yes.
Which is, and Pima. Chicago Dog. it's a very fun little mom-and-pop place, and it's by the Pima. It's on Pima Street, by the side of the road.
Right
so we've
on.
Done something there. We've done their hot dogs. We just did tachos from May's Counter.
That's
which,
that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, the lovely, a nice salad from North. So it's kind of just like what's hitting our culinary buttons that day.
And it's not necessarily a review. It's just kind of a snapshot of what you find fascinating.
Exactly. It's things that we think are fun. Either it's a trend or it's something that you should check out from the menu. Like there, when we go and either we're just eat for a review or eating there on our own, it's like, oh, look at that. We'll snap a picture. We'll write something up. It's fun. It's a fun little snapshot of different menu items.
That's great.
Whatever.
Now, in addition to overseeing the Discover page and bringing us things that we all crave, you actually will, from time to time, do a little review of a restaurant, which is why this is not a television show, because no one can see what you look like.
Exactly. Yeah, they're always worried about, you know, not like it's the New York Times review or anything, but we'd like to be a little incognito.
And how do you arrive at the restaurants that you want to review? I mean, I would imagine that you're inundated by restaurateurs and chefs saying, come review us. We've been open for a year. We haven't heard from you. How does that process work?
Well, you know, there's a team of us. It's not just one person, which is also good because we've got people with different tastes and, you know, different lifestyles, and you know, I kind of approach things a little differently because I'm a mom, I have kids, and sometimes I take my kids to the reviews. And so we just look at all kinds. We try and get the new places, but give them some time to be around for a while. Sometimes we think, oh, we haven't been to, you know, this old favorite in a while. Let's see how they're doing. Everything's still good over there.
Right.
And of course, we get people, readers, who will say, hey, you've got to go check out, and we'll try and go out there. So we look at a lot of different things. We try and hit different areas of town. We try and get high end, low end, so that there's a good mix of stuff. Because we want to be able to tell, you know, this is how people are spending their money. And that's not something we take lightly. So we want to be able to tell them where it's worth going.
It's a valuable service that you provide to this community. I mean, it's rip and read, you know? and I guess when you do a review, you have to sort of do it, what? You go there twice? Is that how it works?
Generally speaking, yeah. We'll go a couple of times. We like to try and get, maybe we'll go to a lunch, maybe we'll do a dinner, maybe, you know, try and do one of each, take different people.
Great. I think it's fun. I want all of our listeners to be on the lookout for Kristen Cook in the Arizona Daily Star. You know, not only does she have a sophisticated palate, fellow foodie, she's also a very gifted writer, and I just love reading your work.
So,
and I mean
nice.
That very genuinely.
Thank you.
So are you at liberty to share Kristen Cook in the 2 minutes that we have remaining before we go to a commercial break? I mean, are you allowed to publicly talk about restaurants that you actually like in this community? Can you say that publicly?
You know, why the heck not? You
yes!
know, I get people writing in saying, hey, where should we go? What recommendations? So I'd be happy.
So where do you like to go in town? What are your top three?
It's going to sound suck-uppy, but really like the Abbey.
Yeah, and the Abbey's
a great restaurant. You know, I've kind of got that personal connection too, because you helped set us up way back with a story before the Abbey opened.
That's right.
And we did at the same time when Llanos was opening up downtown, and Kathy Allen had that end of things, and
yes.
I worked with Brian and Ginny about getting the Abbey open, and so I kind of have a special connection to the Abbey, and it's just wonderful, good food. That's one of my favorites. Big fan of the Hub.
Yes.
Like the Hub. Riley, downtown.
I mean, downtown.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Penka.
Yeah, love Penka.
Yeah.
They do a bone marrow that will knock your socks off, Kristen.
And there's bone marrow on the menu over here. And the
chicharrones.
I love it. You can get chicharrones.
So take a page out of the Kristen Cook playbook and go down to Penka and have some bone marrow and some chicharrones down in Penka, or go make yourself over to the Abbey. You know, I'm a regular fixture there myself. They can't kick me out of the place. They're on Sunrise and Kolb. Have a great cocktail, and they've always got wonderful things going on in the menu. And, in fact, they just broke through that wall, and they expanded the space where that pastry place used to be. And now they've got this great lounge there, kind of on the south side of the bar, and we just love the Abbey.
The weather's perfect this time of year, too, and they've got those garage doors rolled up, and
exactly.
You can see the mountains. It's beautiful.
Exactly. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to a local chef who's got something very interesting on his Easter Sunday menu. Foodies, you do not want to miss this. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNSD. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Poppy Kitchen on the grounds of the beautiful Westin La Paloma Resort and Spa. I'm up here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the features writer with the Arizona Daily Star, Kristen Cook, is back with us.
Hello.
enjoying a lovely cocktail here, the Jack's Ice Water. A little, you know, we got a little little citrus vodka, a little citrus gin, some fresh lemon and lime, splash of soda water, hanging out on the patio. How can a Saturday afternoon get any better, Chris?
Perfect.
Jeez, perfect. Well, look, there's a guy on the phone who's doing something, I think, unusual this Easter Sunday. He's got a trick up his sleeve, and coming back to On the Menu Live, it's been a long time since we've had him on, the chef owner of Feast, Doug Levy. Hey, chef, how you doing?
Hey, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Well, you know, Kristen Cook and I are sitting here having a cocktail. It's a beautiful day. I mean,
sorry you're not here in person.
Sorry you're not here, Doug.
I know. What's going on with that? That's unreasonable.
Well,
I need to get away from here once in a while.
Yeah, well, yeah. We won't hold our breath. You know, you're always the guy in the hat when we come into Feast, and we know that's where you need to be. But look, I travel this community looking for great things on great menus, innovative things. And you know, we're approaching one of my favorite holidays as a foodie. You know, Easter fair. We always think about great traditions. We think of hams. We think of lambs and such. And we certainly want to pay tribute to those kind of staples on springtime menus. But you've got something up your sleeve that I sort of did a double take, Doug Levy, when I saw what you have planned for Easter. Why don't you walk our listeners through exactly what you're going to be offering your guests on Easter Sunday over at Feast?
Well, we will be doing the traditional dishes, lamb and ham, like you talked about. We'll be doing a torta pasqualina, which is a traditional Tuscan kind of brunch dish. It's like a multi-layered poofy pastry with eggs and spinach and ricotta and herbs inside it. But the thing that you thought was goofy and fun and maybe a little irreverent is we're serving rabbit for Easter, which I know some people are going to be up in arms about. But whether or not you're an Easter bunny lover, rabbit's delicious.
Are the servers going to talk in Elmer Fudd voices on that day, too?
I don't know about the Elmer Fudd voice, but...
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be doing a saddle of rabbit stuffed with chicken livers and pancetta, artichoke hearts and leeks, and it's pretty good. It's worth a visit, I think.
Yeah, it sounds very rich and very savory. Now, so Peter Cottontail is going to hop on down to Feast on Easter Sunday. You talk about a saddle of rabbit. It's a term that that I was not familiar with, and just until a couple of days ago. Talk from where in the rabbit anatomy do you source the saddle, Doug Levy?
It's exactly where a saddle would go if you were to make a tiny saddle that fit on a rabbit and saddle it up. It's just sort of across that midsection there, and it's kind of the two loins or tenderloins there with the there's not a graceful way to say it. It's like the belly flaps,
it's the abdomen.
It's right around the ribs, and it's from the ribs down to the pelvis, and we just take that off the bone, and instead of putting the rabbit's innards back in it, we're putting chicken innards, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
Chicken liver, yum.
Sounds delicious. Now, for our listeners that have never had the opportunity, sir, to actually taste rabbit, is there something that you can compare it to from a texture and from a flavor perspective?
I hate to, because the default, everybody just automatically says, oh, well, rabbit just tastes like chicken, and it doesn't. They say everything tastes like chicken. Oh, frog's legs taste like chicken. Rabbit tastes like chicken. It doesn't. Rabbit tastes like rabbit. It's subtle. It's lean. It's very mildly gamey. But, I mean, really, quail is more gamey than rabbit.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
And you're going to have it done with a rabbit and a thyme jus.
Exactly.
And it just sounds like a gorgeous, gorgeous plate. So are you going to be offering this spectacular Easter menu instead of your standard menu for those that are still in love with Doug Levy's
It'll be in addition to our regular menu. And since it's obviously on a Sunday, we'll have our brunch menu from 10 to 3. but we'll offer these, you know, Easter specials as well. And then we'll have our regular menu for the remainder of the day from 3 to 9 and continue offering the Easter specials all day. You can see the specials at eatatfeast.com if you're bored. You know,
okay,
you
so
got
w-
nothing
w-
else
w-
going on today.
Yeah. dot eatatfeast.com. And this is one of those great websites where you really could spend an hour. I mean, I love the way that you've set it out from an architecture perspective. You can drill right down to the menu, to the food, right down to the cocktail information on events. And I just love what you've done. Now, Easter is a very busy day for fellow foodies and for chefs that are feeding us and live-dating us. So we want to encourage all of our listeners, if you do have this, if you're thinking about a fascinating rabbit to enjoy for Easter Sunday, why don't you tell our listeners, Doug, exactly how they can get reservations for this wonderful meal.
The best way to do it is just give us a call at 326-9363 and make your reservation. Or if you go to the website and you're mulling it over, you can do it from the website as well, eatatfeast.com. And, you know, it's a wise move because Easter does tend to be the day that everybody wants to go out. So unless you enjoy waiting in line, I'd suggest a reservation wherever you're going, whether it's Poppy Kitchen or Feast or anywhere.
Very nice. Well, a saddle of rabbit is waiting all of our fellow foodies on Easter Sunday. Chef Doug Levy of Feast, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I wish we had some Peter Cottontail music to go out with. But in the absence of that, I will say happy weekend, Doug Levy. We'll see you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Kristen. Good to talk to you.
Bye, Doug.
Great. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to dive headfirst into a cornucopia of colorful cocktails that just arrived at our table. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Poppy Kitchen at the Westin La Colonna. Having a great time. It's happy hour in the bar. And if I were to, I'd lose count how many people are really getting happy at the bar. And, you know, it might be the cocktails, but it might be general manager of Poppy Kitchen herself, Annie Davis. Annie, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
So we need some volume on Annie. Annie, nice to see you. Say it again.
Hi, how are you?
No, I don't. I'm not getting any volume from Annie. So anyway... Try it again.
Okay.
Yeah,
here we go.
There you are.
The general manager of Poppy Kitchen, Annie Davis.
Hi, how are you?
You know, I'm surrounded by, as I said, a cornucopia of colorful cocktails. You know, can't make this stuff up, Annie Davis. You are making a lot of friends at the bar here at Poppy Kitchen.
We are. People are really enjoying the cocktails that we have on tap here. It's really been a great experience.
Well, it's so nice that you can actually take time away from your busy schedule, but since your boss is sitting here at the table, I guess it's okay for her to hang out. Brian Metzger is
Hello, everybody.
Back with us. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Now, what do you got going on out there on the Poppy Kitchen patio?
I'm making this not only the best-looking restaurant in Tucson, I hope, with the best view, but it's the most fun. So we're putting together two shuffleboard tables on our patio to kind of enjoy the view and be kids again up at Poppy Kitchen La Paloma.
I love it. You know, we're going to be talking about that view in the second half of the show when we really drill down to exactly what this whole Poppy Kitchen thing is, food you want to eat, promise that you've made to this community. We're going to be looking forward to that. But, you know, I'm staring down a barrel of cocktails here, Annie Davis. You did something I think really interesting here. And, you know, it kind of follows suit of what you did down at your downtown location over at Gio Taco. You decided that you could make cocktails on tap.
Yes.
And I went,
I know. A lot
cocktails
of people,
on tap?
It's funny. A lot of people come in and they look at the taps and they say, I've never seen that beer before. And I'm like, no, it's not a beer. I promise you. We have cocktails on taps. They're made with fresh juices. We infuse all the liquors. There's a lot of thought and process that goes into them. But then every time each one's poured out, it's always consistent. It always tastes great. And the bartenders are doing a really great job coming up with different things back there. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and I love that you say, and we want to make sure that our listeners know, I mean, this is still handmade, handcrafted, intentionally designed cocktails. You know, just because you have cocktails on tap doesn't mean you're ordering the cocktail kegs from, you know, Irvine, California.
Right.
I mean, these are still Metzger cocktails.
Yeah, you know, we were in Chicago last year this time, and we asked a really great question, which was, how would you pour a cocktail on tap? Because we wanted to go faster at GO, but we didn't want to lose our take on cocktails. We didn't want to lose our award-winning the one margarita here that we've won two years in a row. So we wanted to show that. But the innovation part, going faster, simpler, and more consistent, was the huge draw. So now all of our cocktails here at Poppy Kitchen La Paloma and Gio Taco downtown on 4th and Congress, all six cocktails at each are all in the keg, and it's beautiful.
Six cocktails on tap.
Six each.
Okay, still have a full bar here to do you know, anything that your guests want you to do.
Anything that anybody wants is easily made here. This the cocktails on tap just have really, really taken off. It's really been an incredible. It's incredible, actually.
Well, Kristen Cook is showing remarkable restraint by not.
I don't know how you're not drinking those. This is crazy.
They're so pretty. You really almost don't want to get into them.
It's like I almost want a rainbow roll now when I'm looking at these cocktails.
It looks very springy.
Annie, why don't you kind of walk us down what you brought for us and talk a little bit about the this commitment that comes with designing these wonderful recipes.
Okay, so we'll start first with the Geo Punch. We started this cocktail down actually over at the Abbey first before we even brought it down to Gio Taco. We have a strawberry infused rum that we let sit for just about a little bit over 14 days. We let it sit as long as possible. So strawberry infused rum, we use fresh pineapple juice with a little bit of lemon and lime juice, and then we add a pineapple granita on top of it, and we shake that. Garnish with a cute little pineapple leaf. It just kind of makes you feel like summer in a glass, I think. It's pretty awesome.
It's really good.
I mean, this
smooth.
Smooth.
It goes down easy.
Yes, please.
We call that dangerous,
right?
Yeah.
May I have another 14-day infusion with those strawberries?
Yeah.
And you know what? And you can taste the freshness of the strawberry. You know, we hear, you know, with nectar and puree and all these kinds of things that come out of a frozen can. These are real strawberries that are getting happy in real rum. And you throw that pineapple up in there. This is a gorgeous cocktail.
That's wonderful.
You know, this reminds me. Michelle and I were in Puerto Rico last year this time for our honeymoon. And this little corner bar in Rincon, Puerto Rico served a red punch like this. And it just reminds me of... Oh, my God, it's so good, and it's so easy, and now we have it at all three restaurants, at the Abbey, at Gio, and at Poppy Kitchen La Paloma, so either way, you can try it.
Gio Punch.
Gio Punch.
Absolutely
it's
beautiful.
Wonderful.
Okay, now they're lining up at the bar now for the Gio Punch. Okay, what else we got here on our spectrum of goodies?
All right, so the next one we have is the award-winning The One Margarita.
Oh, yes.
This one is... Corazon tequila that we use for the base. It has a orange basil simple syrup, and then again we're going to top off a little bit of the basil granita with a little bit of orange in there as well. Shake that up. It just gets a really nice color in there. It's nice and fresh. The flavor just really comes out at you. It's a great summer cocktail again. I mean, think about coming off the golf course at La Paloma and pulling into Poppy Kitchen and just sitting down and having a nice margarita on the patio, play a little shuffleboard. It's a win-win.
I mean, this
I'm
is
in.
So much fun. I have said publicly before, and I'm going to say it again, this is my favorite margarita in town. And I know my margaritas, Annie Davis. And it's that basil granita. It's that thing. And if you didn't sort of disclaim it on the menu, people would say, what is that secret ingredient? And it's real basil. I can see it in the glass.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. I mean, the amount of time and effort that they put into these cocktails just to have it come out of that tap so quickly, and it's fresh and it's seasonal and it's, I mean, how can you go wrong with this right now?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
I think that's a great point, too. You know, we love to go, since we opened Jack's Kitchen in 2008 and then the Abbey in 2010, we like to show our take on cocktails. It's not about 100 ingredients taking us 10 minutes. It's about we're going to do all the work ahead of time. So when you get here, it's quick, but it's consistent. It's great. And we feel like we could stand up against the big boys in Chicago and in Tucson and Phoenix, but our take is simpler and we like it easy and we like to make it easier for us and easier for you to enjoy. So
that's
kind
great.
Of, I love how the whole thing comes together.
We got about a minute remaining before we go to a news break. Start at the top and work your way down on these great cocktails, fellow foodies. But if someone likes a great craft beer, is this a place to come here as well?
We have three really nice tap beers on tap. I don't know why.
It's a lot of taps going on right now.
So we have three really great tap beers. We also have a couple in the can and in the bottle as well. Full wine bar, full liquor bar as well. Anything that you want, we can really make here. Great happy hour every day of the week. And then we do half price bottles of wine on Sunday starting at 5. It's a really great deal that we have up here at Poppy right now. We're just ready to let Tucson come in and see us and enjoy.
Great. Well, I tell you what, we have seen you, and we've enjoyed you, and we've enjoyed everything that you're about, and celebrate all this wonderful innovation that you have manifest for us here. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to thank another sponsor. When we come back, we're going to get to know this whole Poppy Kitchen idea as we talk with Brian and then with Chef Ginny Wooters, who's going to share some of her goodness with us as well. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNNT. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Poppy Kitchen at the Westin La Paloma Resort and Spa on an absolutely Chamber of Commerce spectacular Saturday afternoon. And why is it so spectacular? Because our celebrity co-host for the full hour from the Arizona Daily Star, Kristen Cook, is here.
Hello.
Enjoying some cocktails.
They're fit. Yeah.
She's barely drinking them. She's really just getting in here. I'm sharing the ice water. Like, why isn't that gone yet?
You know, this is her audition for celebrity co-host rotation.
Okay.
So you got to drink it with a little bit more.
I'm pacing myself.
She's pacing.
I hear you.
Okay.
We're lucky to have you.
Well, anyway, we're here with Brian Metzger of Metzger Family Restaurants, and we are going to be joined here in a couple of minutes by the executive chef Ginny Wooters, who is no stranger to our listeners into this program. But Brian Metzger, I mean. Is enough enough for crying out loud? Last time we had on the show, we're talking about Giotaco. We're talking about blowing up downtown with this, totally unexpected, no-rules tacos, which I think this community has really embraced, just like you said they would. And now you're just like, well, okay, I think I'm going to open up another restaurant. I'm going to do La Paloma. What's up?
I am tired. but I am overjoyed. You know, my team up here, the team across the city is second to none, and yeah, it went pretty quick. I mean, you know, looking at the expansion of the Abbey that happened in November to this beautiful new bar, and then we opened Giotaco in December, which we are overjoyed with. And then I had a baby, not me, my wife, but a 7-week-old little Breck. I'd love to give a shout out to all my kids, all
Such
four.
Such a cute kid.
And then
too,
here we are at La Paloma at this beautiful spot that is just every day I'd walk up here, stare across the city at A Mountain and say, okay, things will be okay, you know, and here we are. So thanks for being here. Nice to have you.
Well, here we are at Poppy Kitchen now. You know, we've been following this interesting model that you have with your family, you know, every new restaurant named after a kid. So everybody wants to know who's Poppy.
Right. So, you know, Poppy is a funny story. Poppy was my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, and very special to me. And I just thought, what a great way to give the next restaurant this place that needs to have a purpose and needs to have respect and all these things. He stood for all that. And then as we were choosing kid names in June, before we knew it was a boy, we had a boy, his name's Breck, but we had Poppy as our girl name. It just sort of fit in.
Yeah.
This was very Poppy Kitchen, even after we found out boy, so I had to go that direction with it.
That's great. Well, Poppy Kitchen is here. You've been open now for what, a couple of months? Or?
Yeah, no, 7 weeks now. So
seven
we'll
weeks.
Be 2 months next week. It's been fast. I don't believe how fast it's gone.
And so, you know, of all the locations, right, in Tucson, and you're constantly on the lookout for fun little corners and fun little neighborhoods, but, you know, here we are at the Westin La Paloma. How did all that come about?
You know, it was it's been a crazy year. And last June, I got a phone call from a really great man named Glenn Sampert, who's the GM at this hotel.
Yeah.
And we just had a conversation, and they definitely had a vision for what they were looking for. You know, when I walked the space, I knew it as J Bar, which a lot of our guests will know and listeners will know as J Bar. But just sort of, I had one of those kind of, I felt like I was an NBA player. The hoop got real big and the game kind of slowed down. I just sort of, when I walked the space the first time, I had a vision, and it sort of fit who we were, and that was the most important thing. And we just opened up the entire thing to this beautiful view. It's unbelievable.
And you know, there are views. There are views.
Yeah.
I mean, virtually from every table here, it's this panorama of the foothills. I mean, it is just beautiful up here.
We feel lucky. I mean, that's all I can say. When they talked to me and walked me around, I just told them, I want you to know, I know exactly where I'm at right now, and I know what that view is. So we want to do everything we can to make this right to you. And I think the execution's been great. The space lays out beautifully. And more than anything, you can have a beautiful space, and the view is God-given, which we haven't had before. But, you know, our staff works their tails off up here to make every service right. The food is incredible. You know, Virginia is unbelievable. And, you know, what a great way to showcase what we believe in with food and service and drinks. And that's fun, fresh, and seasonal. And that goes for how we cook and how we think.
And what a great segue, too, because, you know, when I first met Ginny Wooters several years ago, right around the time that you opened the Abbey, when I heard that you had identified Virginia Wooters as your executive chef, I started jumping up and down because Ginny's story is one that I had followed for many, many years. And what I loved when she said, I said, you know, why Brian Metzger? Why go work for Brian? And, you know, it's And I remember this, to be able to work with a team, someone like Brian leads, that is such, that is so food forward. And I really loved that, Ginny Wooters, because it really is all about a spectacular culinary experience when you're coming out to eat with your hard-earned dollars. And here we are at Poppy Kitchen. So, you know, congratulations for what you've done here on this menu.
Well, thank you.
So people talk about, you know, I love taglines. And when I saw Poppy Kitchen open, there's this tagline that says, food you want to eat. And I thought, well, I know what I like to eat. I know what I want to eat. But how do you know? What's food you want to eat? What is that all about?
Oh, I think food you want to eat is anything. I will eat anything. I will eat a mixture of all different things during the day. I'm definitely a snacker. I'm a picker. Plenty of meals a day. So.
She snacks?
I like that.
Long. So I want people to feel like that when they're coming in, that it's food that they can't live without, that if they go home, you know, in 2 days, they're going to want to come back and get that certain thing that they're craving.
Oh, perfect.
And that's the way I look at it. That's the way I view all these restaurants. If I'm not at Geo for a week on my day off, we end up going there for lunch. You know, it's stuff that I don't get tired of, and I find myself craving it. And that's what I want. That's what I want our guests to experience.
That's an interesting perspective. Things you don't get tired of, because, you know, sometimes, you know, in this business, there's this, things can become static, but it's this ever-changing, it's this fresh, it's this fun, you know, sort of menu that you put together. Talk a little bit about the menu. So people that know of the great things you did here in this community for so many years at Jack's Kitchen, fans of the Abbey, you know, fans of Geo Taco, what can they expect when they come into Poppy Kitchen and take a look at this menu?
You know, a lot of... I mean, our catchphrase is right there, fun, fresh, and seasonal. It's very seasonal. We have, you know, a certain amount of items on our menu here as well as the Avia that are just rotating specials. So it's whatever, you know, whatever we're feeling like doing. And they can be, you know, the craziest things. Right now we're running a pretty cool, you know, Asian-inspired sandwich. A couple weeks ago, we did a Le Cordon Bleu sandwich, you know, so it's just anything that we're kind of feeling that's kind of fun and different, and we put different, our twist on it, you know, something that you wouldn't normally see somewhere. And in my opinion, it's something that you're not normally going to get somewhere. You're not going to get a hand-cut ribeye wrapped in, you know, house-made pancetta with bone marrow butter anywhere in town.
I challenge you.
You might now that you said it, but before that, yeah.
I mean, you're not. Our sous chef here, Pete, who's amazing with
yeah.
meat, he's all about doing his own bacons, his own pancettas. You know, and you're not going to find that very many places in town. And he takes a lot of pride in that, and he does, you know, really put that first in a lot of his menu choices is stuff that he can do himself that you can't get anywhere else.
So are you saying, Ginny Wooters, that you are doing your own... You're making your own bacon and pancetta here at Poppy Kitchen?
Yes.
House-made bacon.
House-made, house-cured, house-smoked.
Pretty cool, huh?
We just get
That's
inside
awesome.
The pork belly, awesome. and Pete takes care of the rest.
It's been something that really, you know, I think people ask me all the time, and, you know, we had a great time at Jack's Kitchen. They ask me, what happened with Jack's? So it's not really what happened there. It's here we are that we can do what we've always wanted to do. We've always wanted to cure our own meats in the house and smoke our own meats. And so this venue, this atmosphere, this attitude lets us do all those things. And so it's really incredible to be able to see it now happening on a daily basis on our menu all the time. If you get the best martini, it's stuffed with homemade bacon now in the olive. I mean, that's how
wow.
we've made that better over the years, you know, so it's kind of fun that way.
And that's going to be coming out next.
Absolutely. And I love that, you know, Kristen's been here the whole time. I mean, she sat with Ginny and I in the kitchen of Jack's in 2010 to
that
look at.
That was one of my best days ever.
And I yeah. still, your claim to fame at the Abbey Burger is definitely yours. I mean, it's
right.
all yours.
I mean, I remember the whole bacon jam thing. I mean, let's just say this right now for the record that this was the first bacon jam that appeared on any menu in
yep.
Southern Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it was so good that it ended up everywhere else. But like you said, I think you know all these posers out there trying.
Yeah,
to
but seriously, when it was so funny, and you know, getting to be in the kitchen that day, and you know, there's our photographer, and there's Ginny whipping stuff up, and Brian giving notes. Like every time somebody's turned around the other way, I just had a spoonful of that bacon jam. I was just licking it.
I love it. I love it.
Fantastic.
So from the menu itself, talk through kind of the offerings. So I know you've got, you know, kind of an appetizer section, mm-hmm. you know, main courses. Talk about how the menu is kind of put together.
Well, I mean, I guess, I mean, that's what you just said. We do have an appetizer section. There is, you know, our salads, our soup. Our soup here is something that is kind of was a mainstay on Jack's, and I just think that we did it better than anyone else, which was our fresh tomato soup with our grilled cheese croutons.
Right.
And then we still have, you know, our pretty whimsical entree section, and then we added a couple cooler sides that we've never really done before. You know, we have duck fried rice that's made with Himalayan red rice that you're not going to find anywhere in town, and that's also on our duck entree.
The roasted cauliflower sounds really
killer.
Intriguing, too. Yeah, with craisins?
We upped our twice-baked potato a notch, and we stuffed it full of Boursin cheese and butter and heavy cream. And, you know, it's still the same setup. It's a little bigger. And it's a lot. I just think it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more interesting. There's definitely things that you're not going to see anywhere else. And, you know, when you look at it, you're like, oh, well, that's not that crazy, but I don't see that anywhere else here in town. You know, we're not doing stuff that's going to chase you away. We're doing stuff that's going to want you to come in here. And, you know, one of our like most controversial dishes was definitely the octopus salad.
Controversial.
Why was it controversial?
Because there was a few of us that were really set on doing it, and there was a couple of us that were like, well, it's not going to sell very well. And it's selling
it
like
so
crazy.
Cool, though. It's
totally awesome.
Awesome.
It absolutely is the coolest thing we've done in a long time.
And what's really great about it is we put like a Southern twist on it as opposed to an Italian twist. You always get, you know, like a charred octopus salad with typically, you know, an Italian twist, always like salty and briny, lots of olives, you know, stuff like that. And we've taken it totally Southern, marinated in barbecue sauce, hard sear it, serve it with watermelon, romaine, fresh mozzarella, very simple. Like I said, stuff that's not going to chase you away, stuff that you're not going to be afraid of, but that's going to intrigue you.
I think what's also cool, you know, we're looking at a dish that we just got dropped off, our oyster presentation. You know, bringing oysters back to Tucson, I think, is important. Not back to,
right.
Yes, Kingfisher we love, and they do great oysters. But after a couple handful of places, we thought, what a great way to showcase our take on that. And that's really looking at it with a new set of eyes. And so we do this classic mignonette vinegar. It and flake it into a little granita. So that icy cold bite that hits on top, it gets all the flavors you're used to, but it keeps it chilly, cold. The presentation's beautiful. And then we do this great little Bloody Mary shot with it that you can kind of just toss on and have a good time with.
Where's the bacon? Shall we take around with the bacon?
Bacon somewhere in there, I think.
Okay, leave it to Metzger and his team to freeze the mignonette to create ice crystals. To lay that across the, see, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Thank you.
That is exactly what we're talking about. So, I'm going to just go right for the oysters.
You totally should. You know, I'll keep talking for you.
What else did you bring out here?
So what we brought out was our classic standby we've had since day one that we opened the first restaurant in 2008. Our steak tartare. And I think steak tartare, you know, it's another thing in Tucson that you don't find in enough places. But we are so proud of ours. We make it to order. When you order it, we chop it. It's got the right combination of Dijon and capers, et cetera, and just a classic little simple pickled vegetable salad on the side. But I think that is a standout. And then the newest dish kind of also to the menu along with the oysters, we just love duck. And I think that's pretty well established by now.
Beautiful.
And so we did this great little conserva kind of bruschetta, make-your-own bruschetta with pickled onions and hard-boiled egg. And on top is this great little 25-year-aged balsamic just to give an area of richness, rather. And Jenny, how would you tell someone a conserva? What's the process like?
It's just slow-cooked in a fat or an oil to help preserve it, conserve it, you know, quote-unquote. And that's we use duck confit, so there you get that conserve technique, and then we actually make a duck stock and make gravy out of that, and then we heat it up to order, and then toss it with that gravy and a little more butter, and then stuff
please.
It in that jar.
Yeah, get it in there.
Not cutting corners again. Time, effort. You know, and all we get to do is just enjoy. You know, you do all the heavy lifting. I've done a heavy lifting here with this oyster. This is a gorgeous bivalve.
Thank you.
And I've always liked your bivalves.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I have nice bivalves. I've heard that before.
But anyway, I think that mignonette does take this to a whole new level. Beautiful, ice cold, a little bit of the brine, a little bit of the chew. These are high-quality oysters. And oysters, you know, we just love them. Don't see enough of them around town, but these are just beautiful. I really want to know what's the protocol. Brian Metzger for that Bloody Mary shot?
Well, I want to tell you, but I can't tell you. So all I can tell you is it is addictively great, and along with these oysters,
just
it will blow
it
your mind.
Just do it.
Take it down.
Just do it.
No, take it down.
I want to make sure that I...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it down.
All right. It's going,
someone,
it's
once
going
in a while,
down.
They'll pour some on top
I'm
and I say,
timber.
Take it down. Go.
Okay.
That was incredible.
Nice.
Oh gosh, what a gorgeous
a little
berry.
Heat, a little spice. And
a little heat, beautiful fresh tomato, Bloody Mary with the oysters and that mignonette. Fresh. As fresh can be, beautiful.
Is that the perfect thing to have when the temperature hits
yes,
the hundreds? It's
exactly.
So refreshing. It's light. It's yeah. It's delicious.
Thank
it's
you. Wonderful.
You tried the duck conserve?
Oh my
kind
gosh!
Kind of a build your own bruschetta. I love
yeah,
that. It's a very interactive
mm-hmm,
dish.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think it's so good. You know, duck can be kind of rich,
yeah.
A little too rich, and that it's just perfect. It's meaty. I like the tang from the balsamic.
Great.
It's really good. I got to get at the tartare, but I have to wait for Matt to finish.
That's okay.
Up.
Take turns.
There's none left.
I think what's also cool, and I'll just hop in one last
sure.
thing. You know, up here we like to keep things simple. So the plating, as you can see, we don't do these elaborate, oh my gosh, 10-minute plates. We like to have it fun in a jar with a spreader and go get it. But you can get a burger up here. We have a great chicken sandwich that changes all the time. Kids menu, kids eat free on Monday. So we're open Mondays here is new for us, but kids eat free all day long at dinner. And just what a great way to bring the family up and have a good time with us, hopefully.
Beautiful. That steak tartare, just
that's
beautiful.
That's so smooth.
Rich. It's just gorgeous.
It's got a little kick.
Yeah, a little
it's
tip, a little
sharp.
Tapatio,
mm-hmm.
and a little.
That's good.
Thank
yeah,
you.
It's so good. All right, yeah. I'm going to try the duck, and then I want to remind our listeners that Brian Metzger and his charity is going to give a gift certificate to Poppy Kitchen to the first person that calls in to the studio with the right answer to our trivia question. So stick around for that. That's going to happen in just a minute. Right now I'm going to build my own duck bruschetta.
I love it.
Look at the texture
so
of that
good.
Duck. Just rendered down so it's just ultra tender, ultra moist.
That duck gravy always gets me, too. It's so funny to listen to someone talk about duck gravy. It makes me want biscuits and some eggs, I
That's
think.
A band name,
it
duck,
be.
Gravy.
Duck gravy.
Yeah, they're playing circle. At the Rialto tonight.
Yeah.
They should be.
They're so good.
All right. Just yumminess in a jar.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. Hard-boiled egg, bruschetta, duck conserva, off-the-hook steak tartare, and these glorious fresh oysters. Absolutely lovely. So we're going to finish our tasting as soon as I... finish what's in my mouth.
That's going to happen all the time. what else can I say about us?
We're
so happy to be here for Tucson, and I think if you get a chance to come up to Poppy Kitchen in La Paloma or at the Abbey at Sunrise and Kolb or at GO on 4th and Congress, you'll recognize someone that you know from one of the other restaurants, and you know we'll stand behind our product and show you a fantastic time.
Absolutely at Poppy Kitchen. So let's give away a gift card.
I love it.
Okay, so what would be a fun trivia question? Have you thought about that?
I have.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I actually want to give away 3 gift cards. So we're going to do for the first 3 correct answers, because I'm going to ask a question that we talked about, but I think it's important. So the question really comes down to, much like my other restaurants, where does the name Poppy in Kitchen come from?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And now are we going to do, if we're doing 3.
We're doing 3 $25 gift certificates at brunch. So I want everyone to come up, check out our Saturday brunch, and we're happy to have as many people see that as possible. But I think the question is a home run,
absolutely.
We're excited.
Where did the name Poppy Kitchen come from?
That's it.
If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST for a chance to win a Poppy Kitchen gift card. Good luck, and we'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Poppy Kitchen at the Westin La Paloma, having a great time with our celebrity co-host from the Arizona Daily Star, Kristen Cook, making her way around all these great little yummies.
Yes, don't talk to me. I got to eat some more.
And Brian Metzger is back with us from Metzger Family Restaurants.
Hi, everybody.
The man behind all the madness. But anyway, we've got a full board of callers that think they know the answer to the question. Now, listen, callers, if you can all hear me. If you don't win the first one, stay on the line because we've got other questions and we have more gift cards to give away. So we're going to go right to line 1 and say hi to Dan. Dan, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Having a good time up here at Poppy Kitchen. Hey, where did the name Poppy Kitchen come from, Dan?
From your maternal grandfather.
Grandfather.
Let me check the answer board. That is correct.
Dan,
good job,
congratulations.
Dan.
Congratulations. Way to go.
Woohoo.
I'll tell
all
you
right.
what, you've been to Poppy Kitchen before, but you are going to be Brian Metzger's guest, so I want you to stick on the line, and Sydney back at the station is going to get all your information. We're going to mail that gift card out to you in the mail. And we're going to do another question, the second question, to I believe it's Cam.
Hey, Cam, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Cam. Okay, what's a good question, Brian?
I was thinking a second question, if we're listening, hopefully, is what is the herb in the one margarita that won all the awards for us? The herb in the one margarita.
Right, so we talked about great award-winning margarita that has an herb in it. And we actually had the chance to taste it right here, Cam. And we really want to give this gift card to you. What is the herb in that cocktail?
Basil.
It's basil, she says.
Let me check that answer board. And it's correct. Great job.
Cam, you
thank
nailed
you.
It.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
We're having a good time here,
she's
Cam.
Blushing.
Thanks for calling
I
in.
Think she's blushing.
I think it's
now.
The one.
It was the one answer.
It's the one. Well, anyway, Cam, don't you go away because we're going to get your information and send that Poppy Kitchen gift card out to you in the mail. And then if we have Pam holding, we would like to give Pam a chance to win something. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Paul.
Hey.
I can't read my own writing.
Hey, Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. We're tremendous fans of Jack's, and we look forward to coming up to Poppy.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait to have you up here. I have a quick question for you, and I hope to give you a $25 gift certificate to Poppy Kitchen for brunch. The question would be, what is the tagline of Poppy Kitchen? So that again, what is the tagline of Poppy Kitchen?
What's the little slogan? What did we talk about? We mentioned it here on the show.
Yeah, you did. Fun, fresh, and seasonal.
I'm totally giving that to you. I love it. And we do food you want to eat, Paul, so I can't wait to get you up here and check it out.
Wow.
Great job. Great job.
Three in a row.
Look forward to
big,
it.
Big,
I think
big.
I remember you from your days in Tavolino, in fact,
Ryan. Oh, my God, you do. Well, I can't wait. Make sure you ask for me when you get here. I really appreciate the following, and to all of Tucson, you know, we're just independent. We have fun, and thank you guys for the support. It's totally awesome.
Paul, congratulations. You're in for a treat, my friend. Stay on the line. We're going to get all your information.
Thank you so very much.
Wow, three in a row, three right answers. You're going to have a lot of new friends up here, Brian.
You have great listeners. They're very smart. They listen well. I feel like with my kids. Great job, everybody.
Exactly.
Three questions, you hit it out of the park.
So you talked about being open Monday here, as we said, which is kind of new for Metzger Family Restaurants. What do you have going on here on Mondays?
It's so fantastic. You know, we being on the resort grounds in the old J Bar at La Paloma, we thought, you know, Mondays are a day that we wanted to celebrate. So to do so, we do two things that we love. One is we brought our whole roast chicken that we've known for years from Jack's. Whole chicken for two. You get a salad and a soup and a sides to choose from that come $45. So it's a great night to have a family dinner. We think it's family supper night, and the kids eat free.
How
so you
fun.
Can come out here, have a simple dinner on the patio, kids eat off the kids' menu, relax, and have fun. And so for us, that's kind of what Mondays are. It's a night to kind of breathe. It's always been about family on Mondays, and so if we can be here with your family, we'd love to have you guys up here.
That sounds great. That's a lot
wonderful.
Of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Paul's going to be coming up here for brunch, and then you got that going on Saturday up here in the foothills.
You know, I've always wanted to do Saturday brunch, and I kicked it around at the Abbey. We do Sunday brunch at the Abbey, and it's fantastic at 10:30. But I thought, why not Saturday, because it sort of becomes our only day that we actually do a lunch as well. So if you don't make it here at 10:30 in the morning for brunch, you can come in at noon, and we have our full dinner menu offered at noon, and it's a great way to see happy hour all day in the bar. So why not enjoy the view, take a load off at La Paloma on the grounds where J Bar used to be. Let us show you some good food, have a fun drink, and then enjoy your family on a Monday. Why not?
Wow, how fun. And then Sunday, you're doing half-price wine?
Always and forever. You know, it's been the thing that we take with us from day one at What Was Jack's, and the Abbey does half-off wine on Tuesday all around. And rather than doing it in the summer, which I know a lot of people do, we thought let's just celebrate local Tucsonans every day of the year on a Sunday or a Tuesday at the Abbey and come enjoy some wine and let us take it off your wallet a little bit than before. So it's why not? You
Perfect.
Know, have a good time.
Why not? Which has kind of been the mantra for everything that you've done in this community. And you open something and people say yes or three bags full. We mentioned it a couple times, and I know we got a lot of information in this hour, but the menu is available online. All the specials and the happy hour, that's all available online. How can people find you on the internet?
Well, I'd love for you to go to poppykitchentucson.com. You can see our menus, as Matt mentioned. You can make a reservation on Open Table at Poppy, and we also have this great events page that has a party menu for our lower patio that seats up to about 50.
Wow.
With the best view in Tucson. So check that out. You can go to theabbytucson.com or geotaco.com to see what else is going on, and of course follow us on Facebook. And thank you so much, Tucson. You guys are incredible. Kristen, it's great to see you as
so
always.
Good to
and
see you.
Matt, you're awesome.
Way to go,
thank
Brian.
You.
Always a pleasure hanging out with you. And Kristen Cook, you did darn good for your
Aww,
first time
so
on the menu.
So, am I
line.
Back next week?
Yes, you'll be back. Anyway, thank you so much. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and 4 to 5. It's On the Menu Live. Cheers. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at Poppy.